Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Jordan. Today we're diving into something super exciting, how to create viral YouTube thumbnails using some insights from the Claude Cowork approach. Ah, that's right. Thumbnails are like the sign out front of your video. If they don't grab attention, no one's stopping to check out your content. Exactly. I mean, it's wild how many videos are uploaded every minute. I think the number is around 500 hours, right? Yep, that's correct. So if your thumbnail doesn't scream, click me in less than a second, you might as well be invisible. That's a good point. So let's get into these secrets. What's the first one? First off, we need to understand what Claude Cowork actually means. It's not just about having an AI whip up a random thumbnail for you. It's about treating the AI like a coworker, where you're bouncing ideas back and forth. Oh, that's interesting. So instead of just typing a simple request, you're actually collaborating with the AI? Exactly. Instead of asking, give me a YouTube thumbnail for a gaming video, you're saying, I need an eye-catching image that evokes curiosity. You refine it together, which leads to way better results. I can see how that back and forth would work better, especially with so much content out there, right? You've got to stand out. And speaking of standing out, let's talk about the face focus secret. Face focus? What's that about? Well, here's the deal. Human brains are wired to look for faces. When you include prominent human faces in your thumbnails, you can boost your click-through rate by 38%. Whoa, that's a massive difference. So what's the best way to get those faces into your thumbnails? When you're using the Claude Cowork approach, instead of just asking for a shocked face, be specific. Ask for something like an extreme close-up with expressive eyes and rim lighting. It's all about the details. Got it. And adding things like shot on an 85mm lens can really help too, huh? Absolutely. That lens creates a flattering look and gives you that nice blurry background, which helps the subject pop. Nice. But I imagine there are some pitfalls, right? For sure. One major issue is what I call AI slop. That's when a thumbnail looks overly smooth or glossy, making it obvious that it was generated. Ugh, I hate that look. How do you avoid it? You need to add a manual polish step after generating the image. This helps add some grit and authenticity. That makes sense. It's like putting on the finishing touches to make it feel more human, right? Exactly. Now, let's look at a real-world example, the DevFlow coding channel. They switched to using the Claude Cowork method and skyrocketed their click-through rate from 9% to around 18%. Wow, that's more than double their average. What did they do? They used AI-generated visuals to create hyper-specific coding environments that would have taken hours to build otherwise. But they ran into trouble when viewers started noticing symmetrical poses, which pointed to AI generation. So while they got great numbers, they had to be careful to maintain trust. Right, that's the takeaway. Use the AI for the creative base, but always refine the details yourself. Got it. Now, what about YouTube? Shorts? They seem to be the hot trend these days. You're spot on. Shorts now make up a significant chunk of YouTube's ad revenue. It's essential to think vertically with your thumbnails for that format. Oh, wow, that's a good point. I can't imagine just cropping a regular thumbnail for a short would look good. Exactly. You have to ask for vertical composition ideas when working with the AI. It makes a huge difference. So what's the biggest advantage of using this Claude Cowork method over just going solo? Speed. When you have Claude handling the heavy lifting of imagining scenes, you can produce high-quality thumbnails much quicker. I can create 5 in the same time it used to take me to make one. That's incredible. And consistency is key when creating content, so that's a huge win. For sure. Just remember, Claude is your deckhand, but you're still the captain. Your creative vision drives the process. So, let's summarize. Thumbnails should have prominent faces, be polished manually, and be designed with a vertical approach for shorts. Plus, collaboration with AI can really speed things up. Exactly. Those strategies can dramatically increase your click-through rates and overall engagement. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.